That's right. This is your hungover sports talk radio show. Talking about practice on the way. We want to thank you for spending part of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We also want to shout out our friends over at Members First Credit Union, created by the community for the community. Members First is a member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution providing checking, savings, loans, and credit cards to residents of Butte, Glen, Shasta, and Tehama counties. For more information, visit m1cu.org. So shouts.
Do you think they guarantee results?
Guaranteed results.
Do you think they guaranteed results?
Guaranteed results. Right?
Nothing quite like what Fire Financial does for you out there.
Not quite.
Credit, I appreciate what you're doing out there. I'm sorry, what was their name one more time?
Members First Credit Union.
Members First Credit Union. You guys are lucky I wasn't paying attention to your name. That way you got another read out there for you. Okay, that did it for y'all. Okay, Members First. But yeah, nothing quite like Fire Financial with a guarantee.
Do you have Fire Financial pulled up?
Yeah, we're good to go on that one.
All right, let's run it and let's start the show.
Let's go. This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by Fire Financial. In these uncertain times, it's often unclear with whom you want to entrust your money with. The market being such a volatile place, it's scary to face the ups and downs that can occur on a regular basis. Well, here at Fire Financial, we'll guarantee you'll never have to face those fears ever again and set you on a serious hot streak by lighting your money on fire. Literally, we burn a hole in your wallet. Fire Financial. We don't guarantee success, we guarantee results. Fire Financial. Invest wisely.
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. Listen, we talking about practice. How silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. Talking about practice. We guarantee results, baby. I'm your host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, co-creator of the show, partner in crime, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, it's good, party people. Like, physically, we'll be here no matter what for the hour. So yeah. Guaranteed, we'll get you to be here for an hour. But what happens in that hour? We don't know. I mean, I got a lot of stuff to get to. I don't know. I know we're rough today. Tough day right now.
It is rough.
But I feel like there's a lot to get to that we can ramble on about. Many tangents to cover.
Yep.
That's many left turns to take rights on. You know, so there's ways to do this, you know?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's do it.
Well, we got to introduce our guy, too. I'm sorry. I totally just took it from you, man.
Producer extraordinaire, Stepman Brett.
Yeah.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello.
All right.
How's it going?
Rude Dog is out, so we do not have our resident degenerate. He'll be back next week. He's all good. Don't worry about him.
He better be listening right now, because if he's driving up from Sacramento, you can listen to us all the way to Sacramento, people.
That's correct.
And beyond.
Yeah.
On the radio. I'm sorry, online. You can listen to it anywhere.
That's true.
Okay? Wherever the Ethernet takes you, you can listen to us.
Yeah. But wherever you are, we can be in your head.
We're done. We're there for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Always. On time.
Not for a long time, but on time.
Even for a long time? What are you talking about? Wow. 6 years.
We've been doing this for a while now.
We've been doing that for an hour. Yeah, an hour for 6 years.
Yeah, no, but we're only on for an hour.
No doubt, but 6 years.
I know.
Has it been 6 years? Am I making 6 years up? I don't know. Somewhere around
2005.
There.
Or 2000.
Five.
No. 2017.
17?
So 5 years.
Yeah, five years. Okay, fine.
Coming up on five.
I overestimated. We're entering kindergarten right now.
Should we talk about sports?
Should we, or should we say RIP to Kanye West?
Oh, let's talk about it. Yeah. All right.
Wait, what?
He didn't die. All right, Kanye West.
He did not die.
No longer.
Oh, okay.
But
I was
Pete
like, wait.
Davidson buried him.
He did.
and expose all the text message.
Oh, because he's
he's with Kim K.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you not seen these before?
No, I have not.
You have not. Okay, well, you,
I also don't care about celebrities.
I know. So. Neither do I. I try not to, but like, it's kind of hard not to.
This was interesting.
This is fun.
Wow. And, all right. Well, I am fully intrigued.
I'll look up those tweets. I'll do the job for you right now, Brad.
So for those of you, this is new to me. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's Statman Brad. We'll look it up right now, though, for stuff he doesn't know. That's usually what you do. But I'm doing it for you because you're not doing it right now, clearly.
For those of you unfamiliar with the story here, Kanye West is going through a divorce with Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian, for some strange reason, is now dating Pete Davidson. And Pete Davidson has pulled some hotties, and I don't understand how he does it.
He's got, like, some of my top lists on there. Kate Beckinsale, I'm looking at you. How did you get Kate Beckinsale?
Oh, yeah. What? Oh,
Girls like goofy boys.
What? Ariana Grande was on his hit list.
Ring finger. She was on his ring finger.
Oh, they were engaged.
Yeah, they were engaged.
They?
Yeah. And then Mac Miller had to, you know, end that. He was like, nope.
Yeah.
To life.
Yeah, I was going to say. And then he ended himself, so.
Okay, guys.
It was, Brad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I ruin that for you?
Kind of.
Anyway. Yeah. So, okay. Kanye West has been very vocal about going after Pete Davidson. He even made a music video about him, put him in several songs, and the whole nine. He's been on social media constantly talking about Kim K and Pete Davidson, calling him Skeet Davidson. Not very original or clever. It's been a whole thing. And then Pete Davidson just released the text message exchange between him and Kanye. And Kanye's been more or less bullying him. I think that's a fair way to put it, and calling Pete Davidson out time and time again. So Pete Davidson decided to expose some of his text messages. And when Kanye asked in the text message, "Where are you?" he said, "In bed with your wife," and took a picture of himself shirtless, that's hard.
I finally got them right now. It's so tough when you've seen them all day and then you get there. So
what you can.
I will obviously do my best Pete Davidson impression right now. Oh, which actually, there is none. I don't have one, so I'm not going to even try.
Can we do an Edge Ogeron?
Yo, it's Skeet. Can you please take a second and calm down? It's 8 a.m. and I don't got to be like this. Kim is literally the best mother I've ever met. What she does for those kids is amazing, and you are so lucky that she's your kid's mom. I've decided I'm not going to let you treat us this way anymore, and I'm done being quiet. Grow the F up. Oh, you're using profanity. Where are you now? In bed with your wife, Pete Davidson responds with a picture of him in bed. Happy to see you're out of rehab, Kanye West responds. Same here. It's wonders what those places do when you go get help. You should try it. I'm in L.A. for the day. If you want to stop being a little internet b-boy and talk, you don't scare me, bro. Pete continues. Your actions are so awful. I clean that up. And embarrassing. It's so sad to watch you ruin your legacy on the daily. Kanye West responds, you're more than welcome to come to Sunday service. Pete then responds, why don't we meet after Sunday service and Saints games? I'll be at the BHH, Beverly Hills Hilton.
Hotel,
yeah. And we can have food and talk it out in my room, privately, one-on-one, man-to-man. What you are doing to your family is dangerous and going to scare them for life. Please handle those matters privately, bro. I beg you. Kanye West responds, you want to see me? Come to Sunday service.
Okay.
And then he continues to go on about trying to get him a little more help. Really goes on him. But yeah, granted, he released it. So it always looks a little iffy when you release your own text.
Yeah.
But he did bury the guy.
He did bury him. And I mean, it's a no-win situation for Kanye there.
It really is. And I mean, looking from Pete's perspective and in those texts, he does seem he is sincere about wanting to get Kanye West some help. And he does seem sincere about his relationship with Kim Kardashian and how Kim Kardashian is with those kids. And I think he is coming from a place that's outside of it, realizing that you have to look at it from an outsider perspective a little bit more, because these kids should be your focal point, and you're putting some really damning effects on them with your actions.
Agreed.
But sorry, Kanye. Pete Davidson. Wow. I don't know why I want to. Why is he so cool?
Is he?
I don't know. Like, he's
He's got a personality of some sort. I don't find him cool or funny at all.
He has his moments. I've watched his stand-ups before, and I've enjoyed them to a certain
really?
Degree. Yeah, they're all right.
Is it because he talks about his dad in 9/11?
I do appreciate that openness about that. Yeah. When you have something tragic like that, the best you can do is just, you know, embrace it to that degree. Because it has happened, you know? No matter what you can do, it's not going to change that.
It's not wrong. Not wrong
now,
at
granted,
all.
I'm coming from someone who did not lose his father on 9/11. My dad's still around. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'm not trying to, again. So it's like easy for me to say that, having not gotten
Yeah,
that.
It is very true.
So it's easy to say, you know, yeah, that's how you should act. I don't know how I would act in that situation myself. That's devastating.
Maybe, I think he's been getting a lot of mileage out of that one, huh?
Probably.
He's been running with it.
Yeah. It's like, okay, we get it, man. That was like 20 years ago, okay?
21.
Yeah. We'll never forget, but we don't need to keep talking about it either.
It was a tough day.
Apparently, he doesn't forget. No? Okay. Well, I'm going to turn around and I'm going
to
mute myself.
Was that even supposed to be a joke?
It was supposed to be a joke. Okay. It didn't work out too well.
Well, I mean, he was joking about the joke we already joked about.
Correct.
Yeah. Classic.
Shall we move on?
Let's do it.
All right. Tom Brady unretires.
What?
Tom Brady is coming back.
What?
Tom Brady was trying to make his way to the Niners.
What?
And that didn't happen.
What?
Is this a WWE match right now?
Okay.
Yay! So, Tom Brady at 45. Is he 45 or 44?
He'll be 45 at the end of the season.
Okay. 44 years young, decides that, staying home and hanging out with my family and my kids, not for me.
40 days. That's all it took for the man to realize, you know what? I love family. Football's family, though. I love family.
Football is family.
Football is family. Okay. I love family, guys. I love family so much.
I saw a tweet that said Tom Brady decided he'd rather get hit by 300-pound men than hang out with his kids, which tells me pretty much all I need to know about parenting.
I'm not gonna lie, he probably took those 40 days to really get as much soul-sucking in and kisses as much as possible, just to kind of rejuvenate.
Yeah, just kissing his kids on the mouth.
Kind of like that, new wave stem cell research, essentially, you know? And just, rejuvenating all those ligaments, getting lubed up, you know?
Yeah.
Ready to go.
I get it.
How much of this do you guys think came from Adam Schefter releasing it early and him wanting to retire on his own terms?
I could see that being
because I feel
in
like
there.
That would be his like
prerogative. Tom Brady does kind of have a control freak attitude.
It's like, this is my time to retire, your Schefter.
So, Schefty.
He caused this.
But I just feel bad for that one guy who did pay over $500,000 for Brady's last touchdown ball.
No,
I don't at all. If you have $500,000 to spend, I feel like you have more to recover on.
I don't feel bad for him in the sense that maybe wait this thing out a little bit.
That's I guess in that aspect. His stupidity is what I feel sorry for. You can't blame him for his stupidity, but I can feel sorry for it.
Yeah.
And he definitely should have realized the writing was on the wall. The guy wasn't done. I think we all had the inkling, the feeling that Brady.
We all knew this was a possibility.
100%. It was plausible. It 100% reached plausibility.
So now he just has one of 600 something touchdown passes.
Good for you, my man.
Yeah,
500K.
Cool. Yeah.
It'd be funny though that's like this guy's life savings. He like earned it. He's like, this is what I'm investing it all in right now. I'm all in on this last touchdown ball.
Yep.
I'm going to get a great price for it. This thing's going to be worth $2 million, $5 million in 10 years. You never know. Nope. That's, what number is it? 656 or whatever?
656? No, he hasn't hit 600 yet.
Oh, he hasn't?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Did he hit 600?
Yeah.
Oh. Come on, stop, man, Brad.
Wow.
Right.
Well, this, you know what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to look this up.
Do I have to look those up, too, right now?
No, you're fine. Okay. Just keep talking. Right. That's what you're good at.
I was better than me.
Bruce Arians came out and was defiant and said, if Tom Brady's going to play again, he's only playing for the Bucs. He's not going anywhere. And Tom Brady is rumored to was trying to make his way out to come to the Niners. So this will be another offseason where a Hall of Fame quarterback wants to leave their team and come to the Niners, that we don't get him, which is just awesome. But
So tasty. So close.
624.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Number 624 is what you got, my man.
I think he's got another 40 in him, so he's going to hit 660.
Zero significance.
You should tattoo that on you for life. You should bet that number wherever you go, because it's very unlucky. Yeah, you'll never win anything with it.
Well,
actually, I hope you
do. I feel like if he gets 44 or 42, that's going to be the unlucky number right there.
666?
Yep.
I hope he retires on that number.
I feel like he could never. Like, do you feel like someone legitimately, like, they got 600, like, they would be like, nah, this, I got to do
I got to go at least one back. More touchdown and then retire.
I cannot end this way. I am not going to be known as
667.
Yeah.
Either that or just completely miss.
Yeah, it's like, last you know one. What? 665 is a lot better than 666. Yeah. You know what? Incomplete. I'll take the L.
No. Yeah. Yeah, no, I could see that. But Brady's back. Back with the Bucks. What are the betting odds now? I bet the betting odds have jumped in the Bucks.
They went from 2,500 to or plus 2,500 to plus 700.
Mm. Wow!
Mm. After the day or like hours after,
I really hope people got that plus 2,500. I hope we all of you got that. Rock with it. Let's see where it goes.
I bought some stock on the Niners today, just in case he still does force his way out of there and comes to the Niners.
What are the Niners at?
Plus 1,300.
Okay, that's really nice. Well, you just put a little bill on there. You know? Yeah. You never know what it turns into.
You never know.
Well, it hopefully turns into
1,300 bucks. Yeah. That'd
be great. Math, baby.
We do know exactly what it could turn into, exactly. Actually.
Oh. Gotta love gambling. Yeah. Some people love it too much, though.
Yeah.
Mind your gambling, y'all. Gamble only responsibly. What you can lose.
Or don't. I mean, whatever. Yeah, it's your life. Yeah. You know? We shouldn't be telling people how to live. Do whatever you want.
But if you have a good story, let us know. Put your family in debt.
Make them live on the streets. It toughens them up a little bit.
Yeah, smoke,
you know?
Crack,
why not?
Whatever.
You know what? Your next win is your next one away, okay? You're only as far away from your next win as just your next game, you know?
Exactly.
That's it.
And just keep chasing house.
It. Do it all
bet the
time.
Bet the house. Yeah.
Bet the dog while you're at it.
Why not? Yeah. Bet your kids. Whatever. You know?
Kids before the dog, obviously.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, the more people are betting, the better it is for us. The more people want to hear about sports. So,
You're not wrong.
You know, get a gambling addiction out there. You know? Hurry up. Let's go.
All the addictions
I want to see some good stories from this. Yeah. Like, where people start losing their house, losing their cars, losing families. It'd be great.
What do you think is the best addiction to have?
What do you mean? Like
crack.
Addicted to like, I'm trying to think, like, I don't know, driving fast or something like, or I'm addicted to
base jumping.
Okay, that's one
thing.
That'd
be a good one.
Yeah.
Like if you're on that little squirrel suit and you're actually flying through the canyons, I feel like that'd be
fun.
That
would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
That's how I want
to
die.
Someone who's addicted to like playing Minecraft or playing video games, something like that, or someone who's addicted.
People are definitely addicted to video games.
100%, yeah. I mean, just anything
that
gives
you. We're all addicted to our phones.
Anything that gives you pleasure, you can become addicted to it. Just getting up dopamine in a restaurant all the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So what would you. Wow. What would yours be then?
That being would be dope.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not
something that would be addicted to something that make me better. But I feel like everything that's really good to do that you become addicted to doesn't make you better.
No. I think working out. I think
that's
some
one.
Way,
I guess that's true. Yes, that is.
Out.
Yeah, that's one. Thing. That can be too much. Those people freak me out. The ones that are like, yeah, I love the feeling. I'm like, whoa, do you what? Yeah. How? What?
Who likes what? Actually working out?
Because then you have to like, if you start working out and you want to get that, you have to start eating right. And I am never
not
do
that. That's not for me.
I can never eat right.
No.
Like I get meal prep. Like I'll eat eggs in the morning right now. But like,
yeah.
Yeah, you want me to eat chicken and rice all the time?
Yeah, boring. Broccoli? Get out of here.
Dude, I need my Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You know?
No, every now and then I just have to have a day like today, you know?
It's like, it's a
where
must.
I have Chinese food and I chase it down with tacos, you know?
That's a quality life right there.
That's a good life.
And I try to work out to maintain that quality life.
Yeah, exactly.
Of Chinese food and tacos.
Yeah. I'm trying to, like, you know, have a 74 age limit and just, like, before that, have a good life and then be okay passing at that point. I don't want to live too long. I don't want to live to 100.
No.
God, no.
Absolutely not. Once, like, I get to the point where someone else needs to change me, put a bullet in my head. It's over. You know? I don't ever want someone else to change me.
Put that in writing right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Like, I've always wanted to, like, be the number one in my family, but then my great-grandparents hit 99. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, you don't want to beat that.
I mean, I will say, it is kind of cool to hit 100 years old, though. That's kind of flex.
It sounds cool.
But then it depends on what president is elected while you're 100, because you get a little signature, like, congratulations.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, my great-grandma hit 100, and she got a little letter from Obama.
No way.
Yeah, it's like...
Is it actually signed by him?
It's signed by him.
It's got to be secretary signed.
I mean,
there's
it might
no
be,
way Obama is signing.
It's probably
that.
Like printed
like,
sign.
Do you know how people turn 100 in this country every single year?
It might be like a print sign, but like it's still a letter. Like congratulations,
exactly. It's still kind of cool to get.
Yeah,
I did
absolutely.
Not realize that.
Yeah,
you got a
you get a letter when you turn 100 from the president. So
that's what it takes. All right, you've dealt with us for 100 years. I'll write you one now.
Yeah.
Now I'll recognize you as a person in this country.
Think
until then, you're merely just
99 years
money.
Old. Think about being 99 years old, 364 days, and then dying, not getting that letter, just being a day away.
I think it'd be great if you were turning 100 and you were underneath a president that you absolutely hated. You know?
That's what I'm saying. It's like it depends.
It's like all those like really strong leftist people who had Trump when they were like, never, don't take it, reject it.
And then this
vice
year,
versa. Like the people who are like racist and they turned 100. They're like, I want this Obama's signature right now.
Yeah.
Would they say something else?
It'd be hilarious for the people that are turning 100 with Biden under writing the signature. Be great.
What if
Biden's right behind him.
Yeah, I was going to say,
but that's what I'm saying. It'd be hilarious for everyone
Joe
like,
Biden.
Trump.
You turned 100. Congratulations.
How did we get on this subject?
We talked about turning 100. Would be kind of dope. And you get a handwritten letter. Not a handwritten letter.
Well, we were talking about like your, like, words.
Do you guys want to hear a musical about Tom
Brady's
greatness?
That would be great, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Please.
Am I up?
Oh, there you go.
Let's do it.
You're up.
Evan McPherson? The GOAT? He's a kicker. I mean, Tom Brady's bed's still warm. Tom Brady just left.
You're the greatest of all time. You're the greatest of all time. He's beautiful in every way. It's out of control.
He throws the ball most accurately and won 7 rings.
So good at quarterbacking, he's meant to a decade teams.
A 6-round draft pick with a chip on his shoulder and a dimple on his chin.
Done 10 years ago when he shoved it down my throat.
He played the Jets twice a year and always ripped out their souls.
And just like that, he left his own wanting more. He's a certified GOAT.
You're the greatest of all time. You're the greatest of all time.
Just wanted to pay a little homage to the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. He's back.
What?
He is back.
What?
Tom Brady is playing in the NFL again.
Okay.
But you know who's not back?
Who's that?
Tiger Woods.
What?
But you know who is back?
Baseball!
Woo! Why do you look frustrated? Your favorite sport's back.
I'm not watching this year. I'm offended and absolutely just flabbergasted at what the commissioner's been doing, and I'm done. Until we get a new commissioner, don't care.
So you're going to punish yourself.
Boycott TCU.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
No, I'll watch college baseball. I won't watch MLB.
You're really not going to watch...
No, I cannot stand this commissioner.
So if we head down to the Bay for a Giants-Dodgers series, you're not coming with us?
I will not support the MLB right now.
You
no.
Wow.
I do not want to support the MLB with this commissioner.
So you're going to be silent all the time that we talk about baseball.
And honestly, this might be the year that you guys are going to talk about it this, at every single show.
Yeah. Let's start with baseball.
Really?
Yes, actually, wow. I am. Yeah.
Taking a stand. I can appreciate that.
I want to put my money where I actually support, and this is not something I support right now. With the commissioner that says that
makes no difference.
The World Series trophy is just a piece of metal and doesn't punish a team that cheated in the World Series, I just can't do it. And he's ruining the game and how it's being played.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I hate Rob Manfred, too.
He's a piece of absolute garbage.
But I love my Dodgers.
I love my Giants, too. Yeah. But at the same time, I can't support this.
My love for the Dodgers outweighs my hate for Rob Manfred.
I understand that.
Kruk and Kipe aren't going to be around that much longer. You're not going to participate.
Kind of tired of their homerness.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh God.
It's hard to listen to now.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
What?
There's plays where they're obviously out, or the Giants did something obviously wrong, and they're like, they did nothing wrong. They did everything right. It's like, no, okay, admit when they're wrong. And it's getting annoying.
I'm not gonna lie. I think a lot of home teams have that problem. Dodgers are kind of in that issue too. Like I like my Joe Davis, but there are times I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Like give me the game. I'm a Vin Scully.
That was my guy. I like listening to him too, but at the same time, I used to also enjoy listening to Kruk and Kipe. But they're getting on my nerves.
Now I'm sure like the old youngers are like, yeah, give me the yes whenever somebody makes a great play and stuff, you know. We're just like, nah, I call the game, all right?
Teams
wear white, away teams wear gray. That's it.
Like, I don't mind the passion for the game, but it's the everything the Giants do is absolutely right, and there's nothing wrong. It's like, okay, admit when they're wrong. Admit when they're not playing well. Don't say, like, oh, he's just in a funk. It's like, no, he's been playing trash all year long.
This is shocking to me.
Really going after you guys right now.
Yeah, you're really mad at baseball. Yeah.
I'm bitter, very bitter at how they came in, and they had the lockout. It just, how it all went down, it struck me all wrong. Rubbed me the wrong way.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's very shady how Rob Manfred's doing this. I hate the guy.
Yes.
If we do a reign of terror, I'm willing to put him on the list for the guillotine. I'll throw him on.
Hands down, we'll put him in the guillotine of Cooperstown.
If we ever do Reign of Terror, who are the top 10 people we're putting in the guillotine first?
Okay.
Cool. Now we're talking.
We're in a good subject right now.
All right.
Rob Manfred, number one.
So Reign of Terror, we get to pick 10. Are we doing 10 together? I think we should do 10 together.
10 together, yeah. I can't come to 10 on my own. I'd get really deep right there.
Yeah.
10 together keeps me back a little bit.
So you're nominating Rob Manfred.
Rob Manfred is in my 10.
Yep.
Yes. I'm going to put Rob Manfred in there. Anybody? I'm willing to do, let's get rid of Zuckerberg. He's in there.
I'm good with getting rid of Zuckerberg.
Sorry.
Okay.
You spied on me too much.
Politics aside, one person I'd like to see die, Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, okay.
He has a very punchable face.
I mean, there's a lot of people I feel in politicians. I think a lot of them should just. I think all of them, roughly 10 of them, should already be putting them.
Yeah.
But like, I'm trying to avoid the politicians essentially because I feel like they could all take.
Okay, yeah, yeah. All right, let's take politicians. Right. Politicians aside.
So we have Zuckerberg
and we have Rob Manfred.
Rob Manfred right now.
Let's see.
Let's do Belichick.
Wow, you want to put Belichick?
Really? Belichick in there.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. He's just got a face, and it's like, it's punchable, but it's also...
We're not going for punchability, we're going for head off.
Yeah.
Like, heads off.
Head cut. Like,
okay, apparently I missed... Okay.
Yeah, we want head off. I don't want to punch you in the face, I want to take your head off.
Okay.
I want to take Rob Manfred's head off.
Let me read you this one.
Like, that's in there for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I got, actors, Miley Cyrus. I want to put her on there, yeah. Cute, but annoying. Ugh. You know? Yeah.
Okay. Ariana Grande.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to put her on there.
Mm. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, really. Don't like her.
I really loved her performance in Don't Look Up. I thought she was great in that.
Mm-hmm. I'm nominating Drake.
Okay.
Really? He annoys me. Yeah. Too much of a sensei. Yeah.
Ain't nothing scary about Drake.
Yeah. No.
I would say, Drake's the corniest dude out there, period. Like, if he wasn't uber talented, he would just be a nerd.
Yeah.
Because he is super corny. And I hate that he always has new accents. Yes, sir.
Jake Paul.
Ooh. That's a good one. Yeah.
Now, am I getting on track?
Yeah, you're on track.
Okay. Am I getting it? I'm getting it.
Do we get a 2-for-1 deal with his brother?
Oh, Yeah.
I feel like they honestly look the same. We could just stack them on top of each other. Okay. Yeah.
It'd go nice. Do a double guillotine.
Yeah. It would be. Yeah. Okay. That thing's at least six people.
The Paul brothers. Let's do that.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Just because his haircut. Tucker Carlson.
Ooh. Okay.
I really hate Tucker Carlson's haircut. It's a bad haircut.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Doesn't flatter him.
It just
long.
Sounds like he just seems like he is an East Coast prep. You know, like went to one of those schools on the East Coast, has a polo that he flares his collar up.
Yeah, 100%.
Got boat shoes on all the time. Yeah, 100%.
Is that 10 people?
I think we're getting close.
We didn't.
I think we did enough.
We can come back next week if we have some more.
Okay.
I feel like
Reign of Terror top 10.
If someone else can throw in there, you know.
Yeah, nominate people that you would like to see die.
Yeah. Hit the live right now. If somebody's watching, are you watching live? Somebody has a live on there.
We got some people that are on right now.
Yeah, start letting us know.
Yeah.
Who you want to
see. Let us know, Adam.
Lineup,
let us know, Garrett. What do you got?
Who do you want to see?
Garrett's definitely Manfred. He's on board for Manfred.
All right. Yeah.
All right. All right. Looks like we're killing Manfred.
Nope, never mind. I'm going to hold off on that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. I thought I had it.
You're fine.
They left me. Sorry. Rob Manfred, though, 100%. He's first in line. Yeah.
But with all this hate, let's chill down a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of hate. A lot of hate. Yeah. Talking about practice is made possible by our KZFR supporters, such as yourselves. Also by friends over at Heel and Soul Shoes, Chico's destination for your family's footwear. Brands include Teva, Skechers, Reef, Saltwaters, Rainbow, and many more. Follow them on Facebook for new arrivals, specials, and details. Open every day at 10 a.m. They are in the Safeway Shopping Center on Mangrove. Heel and Soul Shoes, making footwear fun for every occasion.
Just so I feel like they're treated the same way. What was the name of that company again?
Heel and Soul Shoes.
Heel and Soul, thank you. Yes.
No problem.
Heel and Soul Shoes, you're welcome for me not paying attention, so you get your name said on the radio one more time. You both deserve that extra credit, okay?
Agreed.
What was it again?
Heel and Soul.
Oh, okay. Heel and Soul.
Heel and Soul. And this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Jarrell, Derek, Brad, all in the building today. Two-thirds of the show is incredibly hungover. Went out to celebrate my fiance's birthday yesterday. And, God, I hate hangovers.
I don't know anybody that does.
Why is drinking so much fun, man? Mm. See, I think what helped me out was all the coffee I drank. I drink a lot of coffee to start off the day.
Do you guys do liquid IVs? Have you guys ever tried those?
Steph does, and that's probably why she feels great.
I was going to say, drink liquid IV before you go to bed, and when you wake up, you're going to be fine. It's a trick I've learned. I'm hoping it's going to help you also in your 30s, because I'm hoping it's going to help me in my 30s when I hit it next year, because that's going to be rough.
You're 29.
I'm 29. This is my last year of the 20s, baby. And I don't have to think about my next 30 years.
Well, if they're anything like the last, you might want to just end it early.
I've already tried.
Oh, that got dark. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
All right.
Oh, too far? Too far?
Suicide. Wow.
Let's do the news and maybe get a little happier in here.
I think we can. Here we go.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, another reason to appreciate living here on the West Coast right now. I'm going to give you one.
Best Coast.
It is the best coast. I will live and breathe that the West Coast is far superior than the East Coast. The East Coast just seems way too much. Nothing quite beats, especially, the North Coast area. Honk if you're with me, California. All right. That North Coast, chef's kiss. Delicious up there. But another reason why is we don't get invaded by
the Jaro spider.
Now,
if you aren't familiar, this Jaro spider ranges in length a little over 3 inches. Now, for some of you, that's...
It's pretty big.
Oof, that's pretty huge. Wow, 3 inches. Massive. But these bright yellow-striped spiders have a little... little special thing attached to them. Yeah, a little wing action going on. Yeah, these bad boys can fly. What?
They can?
It's just like a gliding type of experience, you know? But, you know, flying with style, as Buzz Lightyear would say.
Wow.
So, yeah, another reason to not leave your house that day. And that's apparently an infestation of millions of these spiders. ooh, that could have been nasty. There is some nasty phlegm that I just held back from y'all.
Good, thank you.
I'm going to have to get rid of that later. Until then, let's hope it doesn't regurgitate itself.
It looks like they're moving west, these Jaro spiders.
They are, but they're coming from across the Atlantic, essentially. So they're hitting the East Coast. And, yeah, not looking fun. Would not want to do that. Now, granted, I am someone who appreciates the need for spiders in nature. They usually do more harm than good for you. More often than not, that spider cannot harm you in any way, shape, or form. They just look freaky. To which I reply, they are. Those things are freaky beyond belief. Like, spiders are disgusting. But I'll take a spider over a cockroach any day of the week. I'm not going to lie.
No doubt.
Cockroaches.
Yep.
Ugh. Oh, my gosh. Why is it that every single time I see a cockroach, I literally want to jump out of my skin? I don't know what it is.
I'm like, with you.
Yeah, they're awful.
So, real quick.
Yes.
Those spiders, if the silk gets long enough, they can travel over 100 miles.
There we go. See, there we go. Yeah. Another reason to just, you know, lock the doors, hide your kids, hide the wives. You never know what's going around.
Spiders can fly. Now we just need pigs.
We're on the way, y'all. Oh. The way things are going, people like to have sex. Okay? A lot of crossbreeding happening. A hole is a hole is a hole.
What?
What? What the? Oh my god.
Just let that one sink in a little bit.
That's what she said.
Ah. All right, let's keep it pushing, y'all, shall we? Yes, let's do it.
Oh my god.
So, you know how much I love when nature attacks. Everyone knows that. Jaro sent me a fantastic video. I do want to give you credit for sending me that video because you know what videos I do like. I had seen it before, but glorious video of a fantastic, I can't remember what type of majestic animal it was.
Was it a caribou?
Was it a caribou? No, it wasn't a caribou. It was something with crazier antlers.
That's right. I forgot. It's an African, I got to look it up.
I'm looking at it right now.
It starts with an O, I think.
An ocelot? Kudu. A kudu.
C-U-D-U.
Kudu. Thing is crazy. Woman tries to feed it and just gets absolutely rammed. Glorious. Never try to feed wildlife, y'all. Let them be wild. Okay, if you want to pet it, buy it from the shelter, and then you can do whatever you want with it.
Well, I feel like you need to feed it so we can get these videos more
often. That's true, actually. If I ever am in a situation, I will be the person telling them to get closer so I can get a better video. I'll be like, hey, it would be really better if you got closer to that animal so I can get a great video of you just getting absolutely smashed.
Try and pet it, you know?
You know, yeah.
Go try and pet a bison.
See what happens. That grizzly bear looks awfully fluffy, lady. Okay? Awfully fluffy.
They're cool-looking creatures.
They are. I mean, that kudu, insane. I would want to get closer, too, but I know not to because I respect nature.
Right.
Unfortunately, didn't quite... Nature fights back, y'all.
It does.
So two men in Tennessee are facing the harsh realities that a camel might not eat you, but it will still kill you because that thing is massive, and you take one of those feet to the face, you're dead. That's apparently what happened to two men in Tennessee after a camel escaped a petting zoo, where apparently it was being essentially malnourished to a certain degree. They're saying there wasn't enough water for these camels. The camel needed to get itself hydrated. Ergo, goes on kind of a little crazy rampage. Careful, y'all. Camel's loose. Now, it does not say if it was a two-humper or one-humper, but I will say that's an important factor when talking about any camels. You want to give every camel the proper humps.
That's okay? Correct.
Because a two-humper versus a one-humper, it just means
it
difference.
Makes a big difference.
Big difference,
yeah,
okay?
No, I'm with you.
Two humps, one hump. I mean, I'm just saying. I like two myself. I'm a little more of a two-humper myself. I think it kind of has a better look about it. But one hump can serve its purpose.
Yeah.
100%. One humps can certainly serve a purpose. And got to appreciate the one humpers as much as the two humpers. But give the two humps the proper due if it was a two humper.
Agreed.
So camels, they'll get you. Make sure you feed them water. And maybe, I don't know. I feel like petting zoos are kind of a dying breed now, right? I'm surprised those haven't been canceled yet.
It's called nature now.
Right? There we go. Yellowstone.
Yeah, I am surprised they haven't been canceled as well.
I'm sure PETA tries their best to cancel them all the time. That's the news, y'all.
Okay.
All right. Well, every week around this time, we bring in our foreign correspondent to cover the sports that we haven't given enough attention. So that's what we'll do now when we bring on Aaron. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from this hangover, I'm doing great.
Yeah, they really get bad when you're in your 30s, man. It's really painful.
Yeah, I don't know what happens. It's like the day I turned 30, it was like, hello, two-day hangovers. Awesome.
I've yet to go down the two-day hangover route, knock on wood. Hopefully that doesn't come my way. No, never.
You were lucky.
Mine didn't start until about like 32, 33. But yeah, it's like no matter what, every time I drink.
I usually feel like I respond well to hangovers. I don't get them that often. But granted, I don't drink that much anymore.
You don't now.
Yeah,
really appreciate that.
Yeah. So when they do come, they come fast and furious.
Yeah.
Ayo.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Well, it's less fast and furious and more like aggressive and lingering.
Yeah. There you go. 100%.
Yeah. They just hang out for a couple days, make me feel horrible, and then they leave without even saying goodbye.
So... like a woman? Or...
Sorry, Brad.
No, nice try. Not, all right.
Aaron, continue. Save us, please.
Brad, all right, Aaron, let's talk about the...
on the radio?
Let's talk about the Players' Championship.
That's right. Players' Championship happened this weekend. Actually, it finished up just a few hours ago. There was wild weather in Florida. There was so much rain. It was literally saturated. They had to stop it at one point. Then I think it was Saturday. The temperatures were like below 40, so you literally see players out there in beanies. In fact, some players didn't play on Saturday at all because the weather was so crazy. Their first round took 55 hours, kind of unheard of. And, it finished up today. It was wild. Cameron Smith ended up winning today. He had a wild day today. He started with four birdies, par, another birdie, and then three bogeys in a row. But he managed to keep it together on the back nine and win the whole thing. A nice pot of $3.6 million.
Wow. That's a lot of money for a non-major.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there were good players. I mean, there were a lot of good players. It's not like, you know, no one was in it. You know, Dustin Johnson was there, Brooks Koepka. But because the play was just so wild, it was just luck of the draw. You know, when did you get to play? John Rahm literally took one stroke on Saturday, didn't play again until like Sunday afternoon. But Dustin Johnson did tie the lowest score in Players' Championship history with an eagle on the final hole today, so that was impressive. But other than that, it was a rough tournament.
So what's up next for the PGA? What's the next big tournament coming up?
Next big one is the Masters, which is very exciting. I haven't heard if Tiger is going to be there. Does anyone know? Has anyone heard?
I haven't.
I mean, he's got to be, right? I mean, if the guy's he's back, he's played a tournament already, has he not? Did he not play a tournament?
No.
He hasn't played a tournament?
No. But it just feels wrong without him.
I
think it really
back.
Does.
I'm sorry. Tiger's not back. I never said Tiger's back. Tiger's never back. Tiger's
thank
never
you.
Back. Tiger's on his back,
yeah,
okay?
I was literally doing that to be like, Tiger's not back. He's not going to be there. He is absolutely not playing. And it's just really, I'm really going to enjoy watching this Masters with no Tiger.
I really hope John is screaming right now.
Oh, I bet you he's throwing his radio.
I hope he picks up his clubs and swings at the next car that drives past him.
Hits the back window with a 9-iron?
Yes.
Yeah, Tiger Woods is not back. In fact, he's not even playing.
He's not playing at the Masters?
No, definitely not.
It does not look like he is. It says it's unclear, but
Glad to know that somebody is looking up the stuff that we don't know during our show, you know? That's nice. It's nice to have that.
No problem.
When we have uncertainties about questions that come around the show, it's nice to have somebody that
That'll look up stats
for you. You know, exactly. Facts, stats, figures.
Stuff to help generally help out the show.
Solidify.
We've been doing a good job with that.
Solidifying the importance of...
Hey, Brad.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, dude?
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Aaron, continue. Aaron, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I just wanted to let you guys go, just in case.
They were having a moment there, Aaron.
Yeah.
They were.
Stanley Cup playoffs coming up, Aaron.
Yes, they are.
I'm excited.
Still got about a month and a half of play.
Yep.
Not much has changed. It's still a wild race. So I think next week we'll have a good update. We'll know a little bit better. Avalanche are still best in the West, so.
Yeah, Avalanche are absolutely crushing it. We're going down to a Sharks game in a couple weeks, so looking forward to that. Aaron, excellent work as always. We will catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. All right. Well, as always, that was our foreign correspondent. She killed it. Do you want to do the North State update now, sir?
Yes, please.
All right. He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State update.
All right, y'all. It has been a wild, wild weekend in the North State. We're going to start off with baseball. Hasn't been a great start so far, but they've been having some success here and there. They had a great weekend against San Francisco State, winning 3 out of 4 games, beating them 11-5, 10-5, 4-2, and their last loss on Sunday was 4-8. But the Wildcats softball team on a 12-game win streak, 10-3 away, 4-0 at home. It has been incredible. Their last loss coming Saturday, February 19th against Cal State Monterey Bay. Since then, sweeps against Cal State San Bernardino, Cal Poly Humboldt, such a weird name change still to me, and San Francisco State. Next up, they have Cal State San Marcos, March 18th and 19th. They'll be at home for that one. It'll be the first time they've been at home in almost a month. So, go check them out at the University Softball Stadium. But here is where it gets wild. We have had CIF High School Playoffs. Pleasant Valley making it to the regional finals, a.k.a. the North State Finals. They're playing against the underdog, the Cinderella Bullard, and they blow them out. They beat them 56-37 to advance to the state finals that was played March 11th. They played up against number 5, Venice, from the Southern California Division. They started off kind of weak. They were in an unfamiliar position. They were down 10-0 in the first quarter, and into that quarter, down 21-10. After that, they relied on what they relied on all year long, hardcore defense, only allowing 32 more points from there. And they ended up winning in spectacular fashion, 57-53. It was a close one after the third quarter. Vikings never looked back after taking the lead. Congratulations, Pleasant Valley, on winning your second state championship in 3 years.
Woo woo! Way to go. Yeah, I know now Joe can't woo woo, but
very,
you know,
impressive.
Local support for our kids out absolutely there at PV High School. All our newer fans that listen to us on a regular basis. High school kids love us, apparently. They do. They probably have no idea who we are, actually.
Okay.
No, you know, idea. What? They love us regardless.
By the way, we love you, PV.
Yes.
Maybe not Juro, but no. Brad has enough love for PV.
Oh, I have enough love for PV for the whole entire show right here. No. So we're set. And you got Chico High. I get it. One day, maybe. One day.
No.
I meant that you guys will win a state championship soon.
I thought you said no to you'll never win a championship.
I mean, it's really obvious you guys aren't.
Wow. Yeah, we try to be nice here, and here you are just low-blowing it. Okay, Brad?
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Low-blowing? Okay, all right. Anyways, we're going to go to Chico State basketball that is in the NCAA tournament right now. They are number 3 in the region. They played up against Academy of Art, winning 78-61, and played up against Cal State San Bernardino and a chance to make the Sweet 16. It was a battle back and forth. Three-pointers galore, and the Wildcats take the victory 91-82, a very high-scoring game in that one. Didn't go in overtime. That was two halves right there, 91-82. Big scoring game between two heavy hitters in the West region. Now, tonight, they'll be facing up against Alaska Anchorage in the Sweet 16 to advance to the Elite 8 to go to Indiana and play.
There we
go. It's going to be a tight one tonight at 7 o'clock.
That's what he said.
Well done. And that's the North State update.
Right. Thank you, Brad. All right. Well, from the North State to what's going on across the pond, you want to do some footin' now?
Yeah, let's go some football, shall we? Yeah.
Football's been spicy. Yeah,
it's been very spicy.
All right. Let's do it.
And now, it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Wow, y'all. What a season we are having right now. Premier League, spicy. The race is on. It is not over. Man City dropping points today. Huge draw against Crystal Palace. Leave the door wide open for Liverpool. With a 4-point lead. Liverpool having that game this week to make it a 1-point difference between the two Titans in the Premier League. Crazy times. Liverpool's on fire. Man City, well, but dropping points, you cannot do it. Wow, crazy times in the Premier League. Love it. Now, other crazy times, if you're in Chelsea right now. Chelsea is in this weird state of limbo right now. If you aren't aware right now, there's stuff going on in the world that involves fighting between a couple of white people.
Do tell.
And because that's happening... causing Chelsea's ownership to not be able to sell this team or make any money off of this team whatsoever, as all their accounts have been frozen. The leader, Roman Abramovich, owner of Chelsea, a Russian oligarch himself, has had all his assets frozen in England, and therefore that asset, being Chelsea, sits there with an inability to sell tickets, sell anything from their merch shop. They are unable to buy and or sell players.
Wow.
Tough place for Chelsea right now. And it's only going to get worse. Well, they might be able to sell it. At some point in time, there was an offer made from a Saudi Arabian group with a $2.5 billion offer, over $3 billion. So maybe get out of it. But Chelsea is in a weird state right now, y'all. They are in a weird state where they can't do anything. Now, if you do have a season ticket, you can still go to the games, but they cannot sell tickets to other games. So that revenue, that day of revenue, taking a deep dive in there at Chelsea. Crazy times as we go, as this Premier League shapes out. So look alive. This race is not over, not yet whatsoever. But looking up... at the Champions League, as that is happening as well. Wow, did we have a game last week. PSG versus Real Madrid put on a show! Now, as a PSG supporter in the Champions League, it's a tough one to watch. Tough one to watch as I watched PSG ultimately dismantle themselves with the likes of Leo Messi and Neymar being absolutely outworked by the likes of Luka Modric and Karim Benzema, who had himself a nasty hat-trick against that Paris squad to launch Real Madrid into the next stage of the Champions League final. What a game they put on. What a game. Man City followed suit by defeating Sporting CP. Tomorrow, we got Champions League continuing with Ajax and Benfica, and Man United versus Atletico Madrid, which is the game to watch out for as Man United and Atletico Madrid. That's going to be a fun game. 1-1, tied at the aggregate on the halfway through the tie. This is going to be a fun day tomorrow. And then Wednesday continues with Juventus and Villarreal and Lille and Chelsea. Chelsea, again, having those financial institutions, is having to find interesting ways to get themselves down to Lille. Thomas Tuchel, manager for Chelsea, has come out and famously made some statements that they will go any which way they can to make sure that they get this going, because that man knows what he has to do. Put this team on the pitch and hopefully get some points. Foot and mouth, y'all. Crazy times happening.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Football is exciting right now.
It is very exciting. Yeah. Very exciting right now. A lot of things happening. A lot of things happening. I'm getting juiced up right now. My time to shine is really happening because Formula One starts.
I was just about to ask, are we going to talk about that too, or is that next week?
Well, Formula One starts next week.
Yeah. So okay, okay.
Prepare thyself, y'all. Next Sunday, Bahrain is happening.
F1 Driver just came out on...
Drive to Survive.
Netflix is a fantastic series.
Yeah. Watched a couple of those episodes.
Yep.
Great insight. We had a fantastic race last year that we highlighted well on this show. If you're at all a fan of Formula One and you don't know about this show, you're not a fan of Formula One then.
Yeah, definitely jump on the show.
I feel like most people became Formula One fans because of that Formula One show,
absolutely,
which has done a fantastic job with it and continue to get way inside. So all you fans out there, gird your loins. Next week, we go racing.
That's right.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Lights out in Bahrain. Can't wait.
Speaking of things to be excited about, Draymond Green is back for the Warriors for the first time since 2019. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson will take the court together. After starting the show last week complaining about my Warriors and asking what's wrong, they seem to have righted the ship after beating the MVP in Denver and then going to Milwaukee and beating the reigning NBA champs handily, up 20 most of that game. The Warriors seem to be clicking at the right time, and getting Draymond back is going to do nothing but help. And obviously, we didn't talk about this earlier, but I meant to. Ben Simmons goes, and the Brooklyn Nets go into Philadelphia last week, where Ben Simmons obviously was booed the entire time. And I just want to talk about how a lot of people are saying this is a great move. It was a great trade for both teams, particularly for Philly. I even heard it mentioned that this could be the next Kobe and Shaq. And I would just like to say, slow the F down.
Kobe had a way better chin than James Harden could ever dream of having.
And how about James Harden? Play well in a closeout game once in your life. Because all we've seen James Harden do when it counts the most is combust. And this was another big game. It wasn't a playoff game, but it was another big game where he absolutely disappeared. So nothing, you know, new team, new jersey, same James.
He really lives up to that sixth man mentality, I feel. You know?
Yeah.
He's sixth man James, unfortunately. That's a chin of a sixth man right there, I feel.
I mean, but he was also a really good sixth man. Just...
Yeah, I know. He was. On that OKC team, when he was the sixth man, when he was not the man, he just had to be the sixth man. He can do it.
He
was
a solid guy, but, man, tried to take too much.
He wanted to be the first man. It's like, no, man, know your place as a sixth man, and the sixth man is a lot easier, a lot less load to carry.
And you get decent amount of time, too.
You still pull. I'm just going to say, you're still going to pull. People are still going to
trickle down.
You can go to that strip club, and they'll still be like, yeah, James Harden, sixth man of the year. Maybe you still get your jersey retired.
Maybe you might get a food named after you. I don't know.
At least some hot wings at that chicken at that strip club.
Exactly.
At least some Harden specials or something like that. You're going to have that. Okay? You for sure would have that.
We also, over the weekend, got to see Kevin Garnett hug Ray Allen. And again, just the noisiest one-time champion of all time.
They really are.
Oh, my God. They won once.
I love KG. I do. Love the fact that he got his one, but y'all really ride this way too hard, Celtics. You really do.
Yep.
They really thought they were the best things ever. It's like, no, you had a great season. You did. But you didn't even do it back-to-back.
I can't remember his name, but my favorite moment for KG was when it was the Timberwolves versus the Kings, and was it Bobby something?
Bobby Jackson.
Bobby Jackson punched KG in the game. That was beautiful. Beautiful. That's also a punchable face, is KG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not putting him in the guillotine.
No, I wouldn't put him in the guillotine, but definitely a punchable face.
Any other nominees for the guillotine?
Not that I can think of right now. This is gonna be a full week at work. I'm thinking about this.
If she wasn't already, I'd throw Betty White up there. You know, I would.
But if she was still
taken from us.
She gone.
Before I could have guillotined her.
Can I get an amen?
You know what? Throw Greg Pop in there too. I'm over that guy.
Can I get an amen?
All time winning.